Today, we check in at our hotel in Freiburg. In this episode, we take you on a journey inside the LSP magazine, issue number 18, your trademark metaphors. With our conversation, we try to build a bridge of thoughts for you into the printed page and from words to models, from abstract ideas to tangible meaning. Together with Michelle, the editor of the LSP magazine, we explore a variety of contributions, from medical education to professional sports, and talk about metaphors, being one of the several backbones of the LEGO Serious Play method. Whether you're just getting started or you've facilitated dozens of sessions, this episode invites you to pause, reflect, and see the deeper layers behind the bricks. And by the way, we recorded this with our mobile studio. And yes, the full video is available on YouTube and Spotify. Welcome to the Bricks Boutique Hotel. Michelle, thank you so much for bringing me the freshly printed version or issue of the LSP magazine.
Welcome.
It came out today. Today is the 1st of April, 2025.
And,
to be honest, I can really smell the fresh ink.
Okay, don't exaggerate.
So tell me, this one is called your trademark.
Yeah.
Metaphors.
Yeah.
So what was the inspiration of this magazine? How did it come that it's called, how does it come that it's called your trademark metaphors?
How did that happen?
That's what I asked.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking, looking for an answer. Actually, an answer that also makes sense.
Yeah. So it'll be one of the first times.
Well, thank you for that. Okay. I mean, during all the previous ones, there were topics sometimes sent in by contributors, people who just came up with an idea, wonderful. And sometimes, I had a moment where I felt like, I want to put this issue in. And with the metaphors, I don't know exactly where that moment came in, but the thing was that when we look at our business of facilitating what we do, we use the models, we create, participants create metaphors, and they give it meaning. There's a story in it, and that story helps to understand situations better, et cetera, et cetera. The thing was that with metaphors, they seem so easy, so obvious. It's like, it's a common thing. Anyone can create metaphors. Actually, in our language, there's insights or things that people say. We use actually 6 metaphors every minute. It's like, what?
Can you build me a bridge to your thoughts?
That could be one. No, exactly. So, and I was thinking, hey, but there is so much more. The magazine is there to give people more insights, more depth, more possibilities to improve themselves, to develop themselves as one of the possibilities. And understanding metaphors better, that is just a thing that helps you to in your language, but there's a background to it, there are possibilities to it. I felt like, okay, this is typically a topic. It is our trademark. If you're good at understanding metaphors, asking the right questions to metaphors, seeing where they come from, the metaphors, help people to understand their own metaphors, that is what we do, besides a couple of other things.
All right.
I felt like, let's dive into metaphors because there's so much more to it.
So, well, we know that the target audience, typically these are facilitators, yeah. LEGO Serious Play facilitators, or facilitators in the LEGO Serious Play method, how it's officially called. What do you think? Is this more for beginners or for experienced facilitators, or what would you say?
Well, actually, I would say both. I mean, for the beginners, it is probably a lot of new insights, a lot of things like, oh, I didn't think about that, and responses like, oh, is this also possible? And, stepping into sometimes a kind of a new dimension, a new knowledge. And there are certainly articles in it for experienced facilitators who felt like yeah, this is maybe actually what I do, but I actually never thought about it. Make the awareness now of what I do and why I do it and what's the background information. I think that helps the ones who are more experienced, but never actually give a deeper thought about what is actually what I'm doing. It's like I said, creating that awareness. Hopefully it helps them as well. Makes them curious because there's so much more. It's literally a world on its own.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just gave me this issue this morning.
Yeah.
And it's like I had barely time to read it.
All right.
So is there an article in it where you've been really surprised when you received it?
Whoa, that's challenging because
I know we spoke already about the high quality that you make sure with Simon and all the others. With this question, I don't want to say, are there bad articles?
No.
But I think you know what I'm aiming for, right? Something where I said, oh, wow, this is something like, I wouldn't have thought about that. Maybe put it like this.
Ooh, good question. So I'm thinking about an article where I was surprised of the area where metaphors are used. In medical research for students who want to become a doctor. And two remarks there. Maybe what is the description of how they use the Lego bricks to get deeper insights of biological stuff and things that, from a technical point of view, I don't understand. Maybe it's not so much Lego Serious Play what they do, but they use absolutely the bricks to create metaphors for those students to have a deeper understanding of what is actually, you know, in the body, in the biological, in the DNA, and all the things they describe there, to give them a better understanding instead of just having very completed models showed in a PowerPoint or something like that. So that was a surprise for me, like, whoa, that's also an area where they actually use at least Lego bricks and metaphors to give students a better understanding of those really challenging things. So that was a surprise. This was an opening for me. Like, I didn't know that. So I invited the author there. Please share that. You know, it's something new. I was surprised, which is maybe not so much. It is a metaphor. That comes from the Lego company that they use it for people with no sight, so blindness.
And the Braille.
I didn't know that. You know, what is it they do? How they use the bricks to help people understand with the Lego bricks, you know, parts of Braille and to learn that. So that was also a surprise to me. And yeah, now I'm wrapping properly up all the articles because, you know, the article of coaching comes in and it's like, yeah, of course, you know, what you do with people in a coaching session, how you bring them, give them deeper insights, and using the metaphors, trying to understand themselves better, it's amazing how that happens. So I can ramble on actually the whole time. but I give you a couple of examples.
Thank you. It was enlightening.
Thanks.
It's always one issue per quarter.
Yeah.
Did you get any articles related to the topic metaphors where you said, maybe this could be something for another issue, something?
Yeah. And now you're actually mentioning this question because there is one article in it. And I'm not sure if that was the trigger, but I decided that it is not an article for the previous one. And that was the article of sports, where it is used for a sports team, professional sports team, which kind of makes it more interesting. I don't know. But it was also for me an eye-opener. And there, the author, which also was the trainer of that sports team, used indeed the Lego Serious Play method to create metaphors, to have them a better understanding of how they could improve themselves as a team, therefore deliver higher performances, try to win a medal, because that's what they're aiming for as pros, certainly as pros. And he sent in an article in because those people are young people. And that was the previous session that was about young people. Reading that, I said, but what you do is great. And it is indeed, you're working with young people as a team. But actually what you do has to do a lot with creating that awareness through metaphors. And I think it was one of the triggers that lead to this one. So I asked him, can we publish it in the next one when we do something about metaphors? And so it is. And also that became a really interesting article, also in an area where maybe we, I'm just talking from my point of view, not immediately expect that LEGO Serious Play found a way also into sports, professional sports, and actually a sports team that is a winning team. Well, it's cool.
That's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
What I've seen in a magazine when I was flicking through was, of course, our logo, the Bricks Boutique Hotel podcast, which is great.
Thank you.
Are there any other interactive elements in it? As I know that you always have new ideas. So that's why I'm asking. Is there maybe, well, it's a printed version, right? Is there any way to interact?
Yeah, if you're referring maybe... The thoughts that I right now have about your question is that the authors that we invite, some of the authors, we ask them to also to share their questions, their workshop designs. Maybe not so much into detail in terms of that we have another thing, the books that we have, but a couple of the questions or the questions that triggered. So that's interesting, I think, for the readers, you know, to have those questions, to have those examples. Besides that, what I try to do, didn't happen in every magazine, is to have a small workshop design in it, which you can do yourself at home or with a small group. So we have a couple of questions related to metaphors that you just can take out of the magazine and use it for a small workshop, even for your family at home or your friends or something like that. So that's what we do. Yeah, and another way of making it interactive is, for instance, is pointing out that you also can listen to us or can see us on the camera when we talk about things like on the magazine. So that, I think, are the kind of things. That's always, you know, when I start talking, it's like, yeah, of course. And then you have our workshops and the practical guides, and they're also in it, you know. Where okay. are we, and when do we deliver a workshop, or when... That's the author of a practical guide that delivers a workshop, and you're invited to be part of that and practice a little bit on that and improve your skills. It is a magazine to read, but indeed, you know, only from reading, like LEGO Serious Play Method itself, you can't read it from a book, you can't read it from a magazine, but you get more background information, more depth, and sometimes a little bit of interaction.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Actually, you were just talking about it, the workshop. So I don't have a last question. Well, actually, I do have a last question.
Oh, really?
But it's
what is it?
A little surprise for you.
Oh?
So you have a building plate.
There's a building plate.
And you have a few bricks.
And there are bricks.
It might help you in answering the question, because I want to give you a challenge.
Okay.
You can answer it without building, but I'm sure you would answer it. A building would help. So my question would be, what would a metaphor be that describes this particular issue of the LSP magazine?
Whoa.
Is the question clear?
Sufficiently unclear.
Good.
Wow.
And you have 60 seconds.
So I have 60 seconds to create a metaphor that describes the issue of the magazine.
Yes. And there you go. So, a metaphor to describe the issue of the LSP magazine, your trademark metaphors.
So we have over here our readers and therefore also our members. And we give them a bridge. So a bridge to more transparency, more insights of what they deliver. Therefore, to a kind of speed up or give it more energy, what they do, give it more insights. So this turns and creates energy and therefore also a bit of speed. This one is along the way, is the moment when you have created those insights and those speed. It's the sun. It's the energy that really helps you, but that helps you to you transcend to your participants. And this is the metaphor itself. It's, of course, a kind of the goal. It's the insight. It's the winning idea, the winning moves, the winning mood also that you have over here, a bright light as a metaphor, as the sun that is shining. And I think that is what we give them also with this magazine, is that bridge, that path that helps you along the way to have a deeper insight, to clear, have a clearer insight with the energy and the goal that you have in front of you.
Thank you so much, Michel.
Oh, thank you.
For your time.
Yeah.
And I think we have to go.
We have. Well, thank you very much.
And thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for checking in at the Briggs Boutique Hotel today. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to hear more, subscribe to stay updated. If you'd like to explore more of what the Briggs Boutique Hotel has to offer, visit our website, briggsboutiquehotel.com. And remember, there is always a room for you at the Briggs Boutique Hotel.